What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, guys, we've got to talk about a video that's going really viral right now. During a Senate Armed Services subcommittee meeting in Congress, a Marine showed up to protest what was going on in Iran. It led to a physical altercation. The video is pretty distressing. It's a tough video to watch. I mean, a Marine shows up, tries to use his First Amendment right to protest. It leads to this physical altercation. And then a senator, a MAGA senator by the name of Tim Sheehy, which, by the way, I've never heard of this guy. And I don't mean to suggest that I know every politician on the face of the planet, but I mean, politics is like my full-time thing. I have no idea who this senator is from Montana. I mean, it's just because he's like another one of the MAGA goons. You know, he just does whatever Trump says. He's never done anything important as a senator. So that's probably why, you know, that's pretty indicative, me not knowing who he is, of like how terrible he is. I'm just saying. Regardless, Tim Sheehy got involved, and reportedly this Marine's hand or arm is broken because of what Tim Sheehy did. We're going to talk about all of this. Before we do, though, really quickly, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily episode here on the Adam Ockler channel, so if you enjoy this type of content, make sure you're subscribed down below, hit like, and also my YouTube channel, Christy Mowry, is right down below as well. It would mean a lot if you checked it out. Maybe click on my channel, watch a video, hit like, subscribe on my channel. I know I'm asking a lot of steps from you, but truly, it goes a really long way. It really helps me out. And I just want to say really quickly, I am so grateful for each and every one of you and all your support. You guys are the best. All right, before I show you this video with the Marine and Tim Sheehy, let's start here with just really quickly what Donald Trump said today about what's going on in Iran. Take a listen.
If we didn't hit within 2 weeks, they would have had a nuclear weapon. If we didn't do the B-2 attack a number of months ago, they would have a nuclear weapon. And when crazy people have nuclear weapons, bad things happen. So we're in very good shape now. I want to let you know that, and we will continue forward. But it's a great display of military strength, and I'm very proud to have, with some of the people in the room, both senators and congressmen, we rebuilt, and women.
Okay, so if you saw my facial reaction at all while Donald Trump was speaking, you saw me getting a little antsy. This is something that I've actually been kind of festering over for the last few days. I've been texting friends and family about this, getting more and more enraged. Like, it is truly stunning that there is no justification for this war. It is, like, it is so crazy to me. They're not even trying. They were 2 weeks away from a nuclear weapon, except, you know, 6 weeks ago or 8 weeks ago, whenever that was, Donald Trump bombs Iran and then gets in front of a camera every day and says Iran's nuclear program has been completely and totally eviscerated. He threatened media companies for suggesting it wasn't totally and completely eviscerated. I listened to MAGA officials tell me it would be 5 or 10 years before Iran got a bomb, a nuclear weapon. And now they were 2 weeks away from a nuclear weapon. Does Donald Trump want to, you know, take a question about like what happened to 6 weeks ago? What happened to 8 weeks ago? Were you wrong? Was the intelligence wrong? Both wrong. It doesn't matter. It's like there's no justification. Marco Rubio said it was because Israel was going to strike, so we had to strike. Then the next day he said, never mind, that's not true. Some senators like Tim Sheehy are saying, well, this is a war that's been raging for 50 years, so Donald Trump's not starting a war. They're ending a war. He's ending a war, excuse me. Oh my God. They just don't even care. And there's no justification. It's just we do what we want when we want because we feel like it. It's so disgraceful. Let's take a look at the video that I was talking about in the beginning with this Marine, and we will talk about it after. Take a look.
Israel is the reason for this war. America does not want to fight this war for Israel.
Let's go. Come on. Let's go.
America does not want to send its sons and daughters to war for Israel. Your inability to name that shows your ineptness as leaders. This is wrong.
Stop.
And nobody wants to fight for Israel.
Go, 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 go.
A reminder to all our
Commandant, please stand up as a Marine and stand up for America.
No one wants to fight for Israel.
His hand.
Oh my God. Ow. No one wants to fight for Israel.
His hand. Oh, his hand.
Let go of your hand. Let go of the door.
Only go of the door.
The senator broke his hand. A sitting U.S. senator just broke the hand of a Marine.
Sir.
Control your Senate.
Stuck in the door.
Okay, sir.
A U.S. senator just broke the hand of a Marine.
Hand stuck.
Wow, I mean, that's such a hard video to watch, and I'm going to be completely honest with you. I'd watched it previously before I started recording, and maybe my volume wasn't loud enough at that time, and so I didn't realize that you could actually hear the snapping of, like, potentially a bone of an arm or a hand. Wow, that is, oh my goodness, and the man... I'm sorry. It actually took me I didn't realize that you could hear that noise. I mean, that is so just, it's just so sad what's going on. And again, regardless of the potential reasons for why this war started, whether Marco Rubio said it's because Israel was going to strike, so we had to strike because if we didn't, then there would be more U.S. casualties, which, like, is Donald Trump just at the helm of Bibi Netanyahu, or can Donald Trump not negotiate down at any of this? Or if it's, I've talked a little bit about, you know, and I know other people have potential corruption, Donald Trump being very engaged, open corruption and making a lot of money personally from places like Saudi Arabia, Qatar, a lot of people who have certain interests in the reason, or even if you believe that this war is just because Donald Trump just felt like it, you know, he is actually a combination of all those things, and, like, you know, screw it. He just does what he wants. Regardless of those things, it is so distressing to see a Marine fight back against a war that so much, like, the vast majority of Americans, don't want to be engaged in any capacity. Americans losing their lives, and see this response. And the man in the blue suit is Senator Tim Sheehy. And you see this happens, you know, when he's pulling. And right here is when you see kind of the snap. So distressing. We are waiting for more kind of details on this, and if this individual is going to potentially be charged. I saw rumors that he was going to be charged with assaulting police officers, which, that's insane to me watching that video. But we will see. Before I get a little bit more to Senator Tim Sheehy, Donald J. Trump here from 2012, now that Obama's poll numbers are in a tailspin, watch for him to launch a strike in Libya or Iran. He is desperate. People editing this, because I could make an hour-long video about Donald Trump's past comments on either, you know, starting war, not being able to negotiate, and that's why these things are happening. And it's not just these Senate hearings in Congress that people are protesting. We're seeing more and more Americans just stand up against this administration every single day. Take a listen to this when Kristi Noem was testifying in front of Congress.
Please go ahead and give your opening statement.
Kristi Noem, you should be ashamed of yourself. I'm a former female.
Okay.
Well. Your agency. Female employees sitting responding to disaster, not ICE. You should be ashamed of yourself.
And that she should. Kristi Noem should absolutely be ashamed of herself. This whole administration, just, like, you know, taking the Constitution, lighting it on fire, beholden to Donald Trump forever and always. I say this all the time. I don't know how these people sleep at night. It drives me nuts because so many of them know they're lying. They just don't care. It's crazy. This is Tim Sheehy tweeting about what happened. Capitol Police were attempting to remove an unhinged protester from the armed services hearing. He was fighting back. I decided to help out and de-escalate the situation. Why? Okay. This gentleman came to the Capitol looking for a confrontation, and he got one. I hope he gets the help he needs without causing further violence. First of all, causing violence? What? It sounds okay. And to the first part where I said, why can the Capitol Police not handle this event? Why did you need to hop in there in a full suit as a sitting senator? this you breaking an American's hand for practicing the First Amendment? This is what somebody tweeted here. Apologies, you can't see it. Allie, this is you, breaking an American's hand, practicing the First Amendment, question mark. And again, that what a weird tweet. I got involved. Hopefully we don't pick violence next time. It's like, why did you get involved? And what violence are you talking about? Senate Republicans doubling down on this, quote, don't disrupt congressional proceedings, especially don't resist law enforcement, and most especially when Tim Sheehy is around. Oh, so sitting U.S. senators just get to get involved. Like, this is a crazy tweet if you think about this. Don't interrupt proceedings, especially not when this sitting U.S. senator is around, because he'll beat you up. Why? Like, he should not be enforcing any type of anything in the Senate. I also want to point out that this senator, Tim Sheehy, being a U.S. veteran, there was questions around his records being a veteran. Montana Senate candidate says he was, quote, medically discharged from the Navy, but records say otherwise. This article from a while ago, the disclosure comes as Tim Sheehy was already facing scrutiny for questionable claims he made about his military career. And this is a part of that article. Quote, Tim Sheehy, a former Navy SEAL running for U.S. Senate in Montana, said he was discharged from the military for medical reasons because of injuries he sustained on duty, but his discharge paperwork tells a different story. The heavily redacted 2-page document obtained by NBC News indicates that Sheehy voluntarily resigned his commission and does not list any medical condition that forced him out of uniform. According to a review of the document and a current and former U.S. official familiar with the details of his separation. Very, very interesting. I also want to point out that obviously veterans have been the ones who've taken so much of the brunt of this administration's actions, especially their cuts to federal personnel, as we are, again, literally breaking the bones of Marines protesting this war that has no explanation. Veterans have borne Trump administration's deep cuts to federal personnel. The Trump administration has radically slashed the federal civilian workforce, sidestepping Congress and causing disruptions, slowdowns, and fragility in a range of critical public services that people and communities depend on. Veterans have been affected by these cuts both as members of the federal workforce, because a lot of veterans work for the federal government, and as recipients of federal health care and other benefits available to them based on their service. It's so sad. It's so disheartening. And I just can't believe that there are more MAGA individuals who claim to, you know, vote for Donald Trump for no new wars and caring about veterans and caring about the American people and, you know, wanting the golden age of America economically. Like, all of these things, the exact opposite is so obviously happening and they don't care. Take a listen to Charlie Kirk talk about a regime change in Iran. Take a listen.
They are just going to take out the Ayatollah. Oh, really? What comes next? What comes after regime change? Might be, oh, well, we need a small number of U.S. troops to support the new regime. We have seen this play before. Regime change, you have no idea how this is.
Yeah, you have no idea how this is going to work. And we are now hearing from Trump himself that, you know, it's a multiple week operation at least. Oh, boy. You know? What are we doing here? 6 Americans are confirmed dead. Over 100 school children confirmed dead in a bombing conducted by and probably with the help of the United States government, Israel/United States. Thousands of people will die. Weeks long, maybe. Months long? I don't know. And the same people who voted for this administration, listening to people like Charlie Kirk, are somehow now, again, defending it. Let's listen to Pete Hegseth try to explain the Iranian war to us. Please, let's bring someone with so much, you know, competence in. Maybe 22-second video. Let's see what he has to say.
I liken Iran's predicament to a football team who scripted the first 20 plays of a game. The team knew what plays to run because their first few drives were scripted. But now that the game has started and the blitz is on, they don't know what plays to call, let alone how to get in the huddle and call those plays.
Thanks, Pete Hegseth. That was really, really insightful stuff there. This guy's dumb as a rock. We were being led by the most incompetent, cruel people on the face of the planet. Lastly, before we end off, let me play Graham Platner here, who is running for Senate, as many of you know, talking about the Iranian, the war that's currently going on. I think he puts it perfectly in about a minute. Take a listen.
Community. Nobody wants this war. Absolutely no one thinks that this is a good idea. And the reason why they don't want it is because they know what it's actually about.
Right.
This is a war that's being pushed by Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
been trying to make this war happen for almost 30 years. This is a war that's being pushed by the Saudis, who have also wanted this war to happen. Two nations that are happy to watch American blood be expended on their behalf. This war is also being pushed because Donald Trump is in the Epstein files.
Yeah. Yes.
And other people in the White House and other people connected with the Epstein class, they are terrified that we have noticed what they are doing. They're terrified that we're going to start wondering why the hell we let them stay in power.
Yeah, I think regardless of what you think of Graham Platner, that was very well said. And there's a lot of reasons here. I've, again, talked about some of the corruption that plays out with places like Saudi Arabia and Qatar, potentially Bibi Netanyahu, the Epstein files. It's a great distraction. This administration is scrambling. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. We will keep you updated here on the Adam Walker channel. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily episode here on the channel. So make sure you subscribe to both me, Christy Mowry, and Adam Walker down below. And I will see you tomorrow.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.